So anyway, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Because for some people, the manner is to skip church. But what's it say? It says, but exhorting one another. And that word exhorting means to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. It means to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. So guess what? You can't strongly urge or encourage someone to do something if you're not even here. So if you can be here, be here. Don't be lazy. Don't be like, oh, I need some family time. You know what? God might just take his wrath out on your family if you're deciding to just skip church for no reason. Look at verse 26. It says, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. So God would devour his adversaries, but hey, make sure that you're not making yourself an enemy of God also. Yeah. Because you can do that. Yeah. God punishes the righteous also. Now, he's not going to point us to wrath where we go to hell. He's never going to send a child of God to hell, but he will, you know, bring some heat in your life.
Yes.
And if your manner is to skip church and you're putting up your family members as an idol in front of him, think about that. You shall serve no other gods but me. So if you're serving your family over God, then guess what? He's not going to be happy about that. And you're like, well, does the Bible say that you have to go to church 3 times a week? No. But you know, at this church, we have 3 services a week. And the Bible says, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not so much the less. Not skip out. Hey, if you want to go to a church that has 1 service a week, there's plenty of churches in this town that you can go to that have 1 service a week. And you know what? It's dead as a doornail, guaranteed, or it's some worship and praise thing. We get together for 45 minutes and we sing songs. And it's just so spirit-filled. It's not spirit-filled because those songs are garbage.
Yeah.
And then some pastor gets up, and his whole week, he's been preparing for this message that's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
We got guys in our church that can't even keep a 10-minute sermon because they just have so much to say. And you stick any of the guys that preach in our church in one of those pulpits, and it would knock their socks off. But they get up and say a bunch of inspirational stuff. It's like going to, what's that guy's name? He's the real popular motivational speaker.
Tony Robbins?
Is it Tony Robbins? Hey, you know, there's Tony Robbins. You can go to him and listen to his, you know, motivational speeches if that's what you want. But it... Sure Foundation Baptist Church, we have 3 services a week. Why? Because we want to help you. We want to edify you. We want to exhort you to do so much the more. We want to provoke you to love and good works. We want to have fellowship with fellow believers. Because you know what? It can be very lonely when you're a believer and you have no place of fellowship. You know, there's a lot of churches out there that as soon as the service is over, everybody's gone. Like within 5 minutes. You know, we need a fellowship, and our church does fellowship. But hey, if you're the one that's running out the door as soon as the service is over, maybe you need to have some fellowship. Maybe you should stay, and maybe sometimes you can't, but maybe you should stay for fellowship, because it's very important to fellowship with other believers. Because if all you fellowship is with people of the world and people that don't go to church, they're going to drag you down. They're going to drag you down.